From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian government planes have bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasaka, marking a new escalation against its once Kurdish allies. Edward Uranian reports Hasaka has become a flashpoint in the Syrian civil war.
Amateur video shows hundreds of civilians fleeing Hasaka after a second day of airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes over the city. Kurdish militia targets, in addition to civilian areas, were reportedly hit. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media that over 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. Amateur video showed Kurdish militia units known as Asayish exchanging fire with Syrian government forces over control of part of the city. Kurdish forces reportedly control the east of the city, while government forces are hunkered down in the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Afghan officials and insurgent sources say Taliban forces launched overnight and pre-dawn assaults on two districts in eastern and northern Afghanistan, capturing one of them. Critics say the recent security gains by Afghan forces across the country have been overshadowed by the Taliban's recent battlefield victories. The Taliban's steady advances in the poppy-growing province, which borders Pakistan, have come despite increased American airstrikes in the area. And a woman in the U.S. state of California has been sentenced to 50 months in prison for conspiring to export and cause the export of fighter jet engines, an unmanned aerial vehicle, and related technical data to China. Prosecutors say evidence shows the woman conspired with the man who was described by China as a technology spy. This is VOA News. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi met with Chinese President Xi Jinping to discuss the future of relations between the two countries. Aung San Suu Kyi's visit to Beijing is her first major diplomatic mission since her National League for Democracy Party won a historic landslide election last year that brought an end to five decades of military rule. Zika concerns in the United States has prompted the U.S. Centers for Disease Control to extend its advisory in Miami, Florida, warning pregnant women to avoid the South Beach area, which has been identified as an infection zone. Florida's Department of Health said there are 35 cases of likely local transmission in the state, including the two new cases that were identified this week outside of the Wynwood neighborhood, where the first local transmission of Zika in the U.S. was detected. The U.S. Space Agency scientist says this has been the warmest year on record. They say the ice in the Arctic Ocean is bearing the brunt of the effects of the higher temperatures. Walt Mayer is a NASA scientist.
As we are warming the Arctic, we're changing the balance between the cold Arctic and the lower latitudes. That potentially changes weather patterns, and we're already seeing evidence of that in terms of how the jet stream is changing. It's becoming less of a west-to-east flow and more of a loopy flow, kind of more north-to-south, which leads to more extreme events, things like droughts, things like torrential rains and flooding.
Mayer says the Arctic is one of the most visible signs of a changing planet, warming twice as fast as anywhere else in the world. Over the past three decades, the amount of sea ice there has dramatically declined. For the third straight Summer Olympics, Jamaican sprinting star Usain Bolt has won three gold medals after his 4x4 meter team eased to victory late Friday in the Rio de Janeiro Games. Bolt's Olympic performances has people in his homeland beaming with pride and excitement.
He's the pride of our island, and we're so proud of him. He has done well. He has turned the word germinate into something. This is something that we will not see again in our lifetime, likely. We are so proud of you, Usain. Awesome! You did Jamaica well.
Bolt, who also holds world records in the 100 and 200-meter sprints, won both of those events in Rio, as he did in the two previous summer games. After Friday's race, Bolt, who turns 30 Sunday, said, quote, "I hope I've set the bar high enough that no one can do it again." I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.